Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. County road crews have spent the day cleaning up debris from roadways following last night's heavy rain. The North Coast got almost 3 inches in the past 36 hours, leading to flooded roadways and minor slides. The Eel River flooded Hookin Road near CR. Old Arcata Road was flooded out this morning after Jacoby Creek rose, and flooding has closed the Elk River Road in several spots. To the north, a flood warning for the Smith and Klamath Rivers has been canceled, although Del Norte County residents have their own flooded roadways to be concerned about. In southern Oregon, Highway 101 was closed due to flooding south of Port Orford, but ODOT crews have cleared the roadway, and it's been reopened. If you have to travel, check on road conditions before you set out, and never attempt to drive across a flooded roadway. On Wednesday evening, a 911 call from a motorist on Highway 299 led to two arrests and the confiscation of methamphetamine. The passing motorist reported that they had seen a man dragging a woman into a minivan near Lord Ellis Summit. CHP officers and sheriff's deputies responded to the call and pulled over a white minivan driven by 45-year-old James Norwood of Eureka. He also had a $100,000 bench warrant out in his name. Officers contacted Norwood and his passenger, 33-year-old Eureka resident Jennifer Krim, who was determined to be intoxicated. Both denied there had been an altercation. A search of the vehicle, however, turned up 10 grams of methamphetamine, and Norwood was arrested and booked both on the warrant and for possession and transportation of meth. Krim was arrested for public intoxication and booked into jail as well. She was later released after it was determined that she could care for herself. A Humboldt County jury found 39-year-old Michael Emke guilty of unauthorized lodging, otherwise illegally camping on county courthouse property. Emke was arrested last November and charged with illegal camping after officers from Eureka, Arcata, the CHP, and sheriff's deputies made a sweep of the protest camp outside the courthouse. Several others were issued citations, but Emke, who had already been warned about illegal camping, had himself and his belongings removed, and he found himself facing the charge. Emke will serve 2 years of unsupervised probation and is also liable for fines and court fees. The Fortuna City Council will meet in a special session on Monday afternoon at 3 o'clock to conduct a workshop to interview the four representatives of firms who wish to conduct the recruitment of a new city manager. Current city manager Dwayne Riggi will step down effective June 30th, and before the city can begin the search for a replacement, it will hire a firm to find the best candidates. Monday's special session will hear representatives from the firms, the Mathis Group, Bob Murray and Associates, Peckham and McKinney, and Sequoia Personnel. Each representative will have 25 minutes to make their case, and then the council will vote to determine who was awarded the job. Following the special session, the city will meet for its regularly scheduled meeting. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. State Senator George Runner has introduced a bill that would freeze sales taxes on gasoline once the price of a gallon of gas tops $4. Californians pay the highest gas prices in the lower 48, with a current average of $3.87 per gallon compared to a national average of $3.43. Federal and state excise taxes add 53 cents to every gallon, and a new formula enacted 2 years ago adds sales tax increases as the price per gallon goes up. It's estimated that we pay 75 cents in taxes for every gallon of gas when local sales tax totals are added in, and despite a drop in demand, gas prices keep rising. Runner's bill would freeze any increase in the sales tax once that price jumps over $4 per gallon. And sheriff's detectives are investigating an armed robbery that took place Wednesday night on Peninsula Drive in Manila. The victim told officers that he had met up with a former roommate named Michelle and agreed to meet her so she could pick up some belongings. Michelle was in a green pickup truck driven by a friend named Lisa when they met the victim and began to exchange property. As that happened, two men approached, one holding a black handgun, and forced the victim to lie face down. They then stole his wallet and his cell phone before throwing his car keys into a nearby bush. The two male suspects then fled on foot. and detectives are searching for the two white males who are described only as both around 5'9", in their 20s. The two women, Michelle and Lisa, are also being sought by deputies, and anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact the sheriff's office. And that's your KINS North Coast News on this Friday evening. I'm Dan Squire.